from PRX.
Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and North Pole residents, it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. And this is, I don't know what else to say other than that. Sometimes I have way too much to say, but I think that says it all. Like, it's time for, so I'll say it again. The stuff is so nice that I want you to sleep twice as much, because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast to put you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime. Oh, wait, what? Time for sleep. Oh, yeah, it's for sleep. I'll say it a third, thrice. So nice, I say it thrice. What would that be if there was like a borough in New York named New York, New York, New York? Okay, anyway, it's time for Sleep With... Whoops, I said it four times there. Podcast to put you to sleep. That was totally on accident. Thanks, everybody. Hey, everybody. Before we get to the story here, as you know, I've been saying, and as you know, Sleep With Me is here for you, to help you. I've been here all year long trying to keep you company because your rest is important. You're important. Your mental health and your physical health and your good night's sleep is important to me. And I hope you could feel that, and that you could feel that it is important, that you are important. If you're not feeling that way right now and you need some help right now in this moment, there's links to organizations you can connect with in our show notes. And that also means saying that the mental health of the members of our community matter. And particularly right now, when I say Black Lives Matter, when I say Black mental health matters, it also means, Scoots, what else can you do? So right now I'm supporting Beam. If you buy sleep phones from our merch store, a portion of those proceeds are going to go to Beam. I was just doing it for the Black Friday and Cyber Monday, but I'm spreading it for the whole holiday because it's important, because you're important, and that's why I'm here, to support you. There's also a lot of other members of the community out there that are going through the same things you're going through or something similar, so that's why I'm here. And there's just not really easy transition, and here's the sponsors that enable me to be here twice a week for you. But this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, with just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead, start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking if the answer to those questions are yes. Yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show. If it was missing from my life, I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, like I do need, like we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now. If the answer is yes to those questions. So we don't have to go through, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. All righty, everybody. It's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone. If you only hear one part of this podcast while you're awake, or you're at a lake, this would be the part of the podcast I'd love for you to hear or pay attention to, because it's where I thank the listeners who supported the sponsors and then amplified their support by letting the sponsors know they heard about them on Sleep With Me. And so I want to thank Will, who supported Air Doctor, Lisa, who supported Grove, Cash, who supported BetterHelp, and Jamie and Garrett, Garrett, who got a Helix Dusk. Thank you so much, Will, Cash, Lisa, Jamie, and Garrett for supporting sponsors. If you support a sponsor, particularly one of our newer sponsors, that we would love to be working with them in 2021. Celestial Seasoning, Sweaty Betty, BetterHelp, Quip, Sunsoil, Air Doctor, Plush Care. If you support a sponsor, let them know you heard about them on the show. It's a huge way to keep the podcast free for everybody. So that's the first part of Sleepy Supporter Zone. The second part is you getting the support you need. If you need, if you're in need right now, there's links in our show notes that you can connect with help right now. And this is also about supporting the members of our community. And this year, to close out the year, I've been trying to use the money we're bringing in through Sleep Phones, our new Sleep Phones merch store, and sending a portion of that to Beam. Because it's one thing, you know, for me to be on this podcast and say Black Lives Matter and Black Mental Health Matters, but it also means backing my words up with action. And Beam is a Black emotional and mental health collective, and it's a group of therapists, lawyers, religious leaders, teachers, psychologists, advocates, and activists working together for mental and emotional health and healing in the Black community. And you can find out more at beam.org, or you could use the link in our show notes. And that is the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Oh, Mystery Bard, a lot of people help out on the show, including you. Who are they?
Chris Posty Poster Song.
Sounds like a near fall.
Wrote the theme song.
Edits episodes too.
Carl W. The Legend.
Also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer, and Ashley.
Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the Mystery Bard.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you.
It's almost Christmas, y'all.
You can tell me the story, yeah. You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com.
And we're so proud.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. Don't forget to check out our new Sleep Phones with just all Sleep With Me branded merch now over at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sleepphones. You can use Sleep With Me to save a little bit of money as a promo code. And that's it. What do you say? We slow it down. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing? Trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep. Well, it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. So it could be thoughts, you know, like that are keeping you awake, like things you're thinking about, past, present, future. You know, all of them. That's usually, those are my thoughts. I think about how the future is going to go. I'll try to put it in neutral terms. How the future is going to go because of the past. And presently, I should probably think about it a lot more in the present, so that that's part. Then I say, well, why are we doing? Why? What are you? Oh, for your own good, Scoots. We got to do it. So thoughts, it could be feelings, because then feelings come up for me at the same time. I don't know. Both are there. I'm getting better at tuning into my feelings, to be honest with you. And then just maybe saying, hey, thoughts, you know, I've given you many, many years of my life, billions of hours, talk about 10,000 hours. I mean, that's another one I got locked down, Gladwell. 10,000 hours of overthinking, and not just any overthinking, like I say, 10,000 hours of focused overthinking. I mean, I don't know how many hours are in a year or decade, but, or, you know, multiple decades, but hundreds of, I'd say probably 100. If I've been around for 200,000 hours, I was overthinking for, 50% of it. And that's actually not a joke, because you say, well, the 8 hours you were asleep. So 33% of the time, I was either asleep or thinking, you know, so I say, well, out of that 33%, let's just say 8% I was overthinking then. Oh, yeah, I got to get to this podcast intro. So whatever's keeping you awake, thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, maybe some math is there, because I say, wait a second, I should probably work on this math while I do this intro. But thoughts, feelings, you know, it could be schedule, work, or you could work second, third, fourth, you know, fourth shift. I'm here to glamorize the fourth and the fifth shifts, because and just no one does it anymore, because a lot of people say, Scoots, none of those exist. And I say, once again, I have to explain this to you. Yeah, you know, because just because Hollywood only shows first, second, and third shifts, just because all those journalists out there, you know, who focus their time, and all the scientists, and that doesn't mean there's not a fourth and fifth shift out there somewhere. And sometimes, and I think you could all agree with me on this, sometimes the first shift feels like the fifth shift. If you know what I'm saying, you say, oh, man. Like, just like Kathy, that comic book who disliked Mondays, not only do some days feel like Mondays, some days feel like you're on the fifth shift. You say 9 a.m. Oh, whatever's keeping you awake. I'm here to keep you company and take your mind off of it while you fall asleep. There's someone, I mean, I'm not kidding. You know, Hollywood, and this is, you know, sometimes people say this smarmily, but really Hollywood does reuse a lot of IP. I don't really know anything about Kathy or the creator of Kathy. So then I'm trying to say, well, this could be problematic. There's probably something problematic. And Mondays are like, yeah, Kathy had a problem with us. Has there been a Kathy? Kathy was a comic back when there was newspapers, before the current times. I can't get into it. But Kathy, you could look it up. Kathy was a comic strip. And Kathy disliked Mondays, among many other of Kathy's wonderful qualities, in case Kathy super fans that are listening. Where was I? So, whatever's keeping you awake, I'm here to keep you company and take your mind off of it. Oh, yeah, it could be work. And what I propose to do is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones. Oh, so creaky are my dulcet tones that even Raven says when she went, and people said that's so Raven, not oh so Raven. And I say, well, we'll have to agree to disagree. And they say it's right here in the Raven, that's so Raven wiki, not oh so Raven. Also, the Yoda-like character on The Mandalorian is the child, not oh baby oh so. And I said, wow, you're really letting me have it. Whatever it is, but what I said is that if Raven Simone was listening to my voice, she might say, was that a creaky door that just opened? Is that a Foley artist pretending to open a door on set? I would imagine, and this is fan fiction, but that Raven Simone is like great to work with. And I think probably that's true because of her long career. Usually that's a good sign. And so Raven would say, well, I want to check in. I love checking in with the Foley artist. Lurleen's my favorite Foley artist anyway. So she's opening a creaky dulcet door somewhere? No, that's somebody who listened. That's a sleep podcast. Okay. Also, okay, let's get back to shooting my brand new show, the blockbuster show, It's So Raven. So that's the future. I don't really predict the future very much, but they say, what happened? All the streaming companies got, you know, they were pitching more and more. Who's going to have, like this next phase in Raven Simone's career. And unfortunately, she couldn't get the rights to That So Raven. And so, yeah, that's how we ended up with It's So Raven. Sorry, some people may be wondering, where are you? Yeah, sorry, you're at Sleep With Me podcast to put you to sleep. So a couple things to know if you're new. Because, yeah, I'm way, I've wandered far afield, as I normally do. So, okay, so if you're new here, welcome. I'm glad you're here. A couple things to know. You may have already figured this out. This podcast is pretty much nonsense, but it's a fine nonsense. It's a very, it's a fine grain nonsense, yeah. And the reason it's nonsensical is because you don't have to listen to it. I'm kind of like a friend you call. I mean, can you imagine that? You say, okay, since we're with this Raven Simone thing, you say, okay, so I accept that there was a show called That's So Raven. Now, what if you had a friend that was a That's So Raven? What if you had a friend, let's get even more meta. What if you had a friend that rewrote That's So Raven with Kathy from the comics? Let's just say it was your grandmother or an aunt or some sort of other figure like that. And you say, you know, we'll just call her Abby. Auntie Abby, I'm going to call you, and I want you to tell me all about this thing you're working on, and this imaginary, you like to write and imagine that, That's So Raven and Kathy, in parentheses after, and it's actually this would work, like, what if Raven Simone was the person that started rebooting Kathy? Like writing it, I don't know. Does any of this work? And you say, keep talking, Auntie. I'm going to be lying here. You just tell me the whole, go through the pilot again. First, tell me can you go through a few episodes of That So Raven and then how you're going to link it back? I'll be lying here not listening to you. So that's the part that usually trips you up. You couldn't really say that because you say, well, your aunt wouldn't normally say, I put so much work into this. This is my passion project. People say, you know, go with your passion or whatever it is. And those are the two things I love. I don't like Mondays because you know, that just fits there. But so you say but Raven does love Mondays. That would be the best if they, if she was making this either TV show based on Kathy. So it's like one of those Christopher Guest things. Raven Simone is making a TV show based on Kathy. She loves it. So she actually loves Mondays because she loves getting back to work. She just feels so fulfilled because this is 100%, this would be her production company. So we couldn't, anyway. So, yeah, you couldn't tell your aunt to just keep talking while you fall asleep. Obviously, that stuff is a big deal to her. With this podcast, you don't got to listen. You don't have that last part. You say, okay, Scooch, you're going to just talk about the exact thing. Yep, okay. So that's one thing. You don't need to listen to me. And it actually can be hard at first to accept that or understand. You might be wondering, when does the sleepy stuff start? When do I get to the point? What did I even get myself into? I'm very skeptical. Those are all natural ways to approach the show because this show's very different and strange. And the only thing I can say is give it a few tries. That's what most listeners say, or just kind of have a loose grip or a loose focus. So that's that. And then what else? Oh, so this is a podcast you don't really listen to. It doesn't really actually put you to sleep either. Some of you might be like, yeah, no duh. No, it's more here while you fall asleep. Just like with our aunt example, you say, okay, I'm kind of barely listening to you. But I like that because yeah, you're talking about these kind of sitcom setups and, okay, yeah, I can, oh, I'm wondering, where does she work? In a low rise or a high rise? A bungalow? I picture her in a bungalow. I think it'd be best if this show was shot in a bungalow on behind the scenes of Universal Studios. Also, because that's one of my life goals, not to make it about me, but to work in one of the bungalows on the Universal Studios lot, where I could just sit in a lawn chair all day and wave at the... Raven would be like, Scooter, where is the scripts for this season? And I'd say, sorry, Raven, my arm was tired from waving at the people on the tour. Sometimes I pretend I'm an animatronic, and I just pretend, you know, and then I do the robot. And I didn't get any of my, okay, well, how are we going to keep, you can't keep sitting here entertaining. Well, maybe I could. Maybe they could make that a job. So that part of the fan fiction didn't work out. I already lost my job on an imaginary show, and it just happened to be Monday. So that would be one more. I'd say, well, now I hate Mondays, because that was a day I lost my job, where I made it my second job to sit and pretend, you know, interact with the guests at Universal Studios. That's quite an autobiography title. So, okay. Well, so don't listen to me. No pressure to fall asleep. I'm going to be here for about an hour, so you could drift off at your leisure. And then if you can't sleep or you wake up, I'm here for you. These episodes are complete. So I'll be here to the very end to keep you company. So that's that. Structure of the show can throw people off. Obviously, I've been talking here for about 15 minutes, and I haven't even got to the structure of the show. But that's kind of part of how the show works, actually. So it starts off with a greeting. Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, North Pole residents. So you know you're welcome. Then there's business. That's how we keep the show free. Then there's the intro. The intro goes from about minute 6 to minute 20. And it's where I kind of just go on and on and on about the podcast and slowly, barely get to the point. So it's a bit different. The intro, though, for new listeners, it introduces you to the show and you see it's a bit different. But for regular listeners, it kind of becomes part of your bedtime routine, unless you choose to skip it. You could always skip it and just set your thing for 20 minutes. Or on Patreon, we put out story-only versions of the episodes. But for most listeners, as they became a regular listener, first they started off, what is this, what the heck, or not for me, and then they come back, and then they become a regular listener. I guess that's the only way you become a regular listener, is if you come back, because some people just keep going. But then it just gives you, the whole idea of the show is to be part of your wind down, whether you're in bed or you're getting ready for bed, so you can have some distance from the day, so I can ease you into bedtime. So that's the intro. Then there's business, which is just structurally how the podcast stuff works. Then there'll be our story. And the story is going to be the final episode of our holiday soap opera. So that's exciting. Holy melodrama. Heavy on the sleepy stuff. So that'll be that. Then there's some thank yous at the end. So that's the structure of the show. And the reason I make the show is because you deserve a good night's sleep. That's why I make the podcast. You deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a place where you can rest and get some comfort. Because if you get some sleep, your world will be a better place. Our world will be a better place. That's amazing. And then what's the other last thing I was thinking of? The other reason I make the show is because I've been there, tossing and turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep. Like I said, I've got that 10,000 hours down. I don't know. I was going to try to do some math, but I don't have any idea. I have dyslexia, so I really can't do math in my head. So, because I said, well, how many hours, and I'll just, you can let me know, but how long would, I know I've done 10,000 hours of overthinking. I'm just wondering if I've done 100,000. But I don't have 24 hours in a day, right? So 10 days is 240 hours. 100 days is, right? Is 100 days 2,400 hours? 2,400 is 2,400. 1,000 days, 24,000. Oh, yeah, I probably got 100,000 hours of overthinking, and no problem. Maybe that's like, they say, Scoots, your hair is just like Malcolm Gladwell's, but straight and woofy. What happened? I say, 100,000 hours. That's 100,000 hours of overthinking. How do you get that hypro glow? Well, I eat dog food. That's how I get it, because it's that's where that ad's from. They say, no, also from overthinking. I guess it stimulates some sort of, I don't know. I have to bring up Gladwell's hair and my hair, because that's the one place where it's, there is not anti, but anti, whatever, my hair is poofy and straight, and here his hair is beautifully lustrous, curly, and rich. Mine is more like corn, like something you find not on a human, like you'd find on an animal. I'm not joking. That's why I say I have high pro glow. So anyway, I'm glad you're here is my main point. I'm sorry I'm laughing. It's just when things keep going far afield, like I'm literally saying, okay, let's bring it back here. And then my brain says, what about that? And then it says, well, there's Mal. It shows me Malcolm Gladwell's headshot. And I say, well, I got to look at that. So I'm glad you're here. Like I said, like a lot of listeners say, give it the show a few tries. You could give up on it. It does not work for everybody, but I really hope it works for you. So that's why I say give it a few tries, because hopefully, like I said, you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve something that's going to barely put a smile on your face. I mean, if you're looking for something more than that, then this might not be. You say, this podcast is something I feel very ambivalent about, and that's why I love it. So I'm glad you're here. I really appreciate you coming by. I work very hard. I yearn and I strive. And here's a couple of ways I'm able to bring you this show twice a week. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. All right, everybody. Welcome to our episodically modular holiday series conclusion. As the North Pole turns, with a touch of seriality that's undone because we cover everything at the beginning of every episode. But with this is a soap opera, so it's kind of the kind of thing that it gets handled because it's kind of always as the North Pole turns. Technically, as the world turns underneath the North Pole, but it's still turning up there. I mean, actually, it's turning at a different. I mean, I don't know anything about the globe. Like I'd say. Are they turning at the same speed, even though the radius is smaller? I got to buy a globe and get to the bottom of this. So I'm going to turn things over to the person reporting on tonight's episode, Claude Neon. Claude Neon here, and I'm just trying to review everything that's happened so far before we head off, and I step into this group with Balsamica and the rest of the North Pole elves here. So I arrived at the North Pole with the task. I was assigned the task of clearing the name of Abies, who stood, I'm not even sure, accused of lying to Santa Claus, which is something... that can get you banned permanently, exiled from the North Pole. One of the worst things that can happen to a North Pole elf. So I came to collect information to get to the bottom of things with AB's, clear AB's name, Well, that's what I was hoping to do. And my client was pretty sure that Abies was innocent of lying to Santa Claus. And actually, huh, I didn't even think about this, but we'll get to it. Because when I arrived, or right around the time I arrived, there was already a lot going on here at the North Pole, other than the preparations for the holiday season, which were just completed. Which we would have thought, okay, most problems solved. There's still a lot of interpersonal or inner elven, you know, things to solve. But right leading up to the finalizing of the holiday preparations, Procera, another North Pole elf, there was a new facility for solid-state electronic toy production here in the North Pole. And not all the elves, the changes in toy production, you know, just like they've impacted the world here in the 1990s or 80s, wherever, what I'm losing track, 1980s. I'm already thinking about those 90s. I'm sure they're going to be, I don't know what they'll be like, but hopefully they'll still have neon and fat shoelaces, because those are two of my favorite things. But so not all the elves were happy, because they said, what are we making electronic toys? These are just circuits and things. These are easily replaceable or easily automated. What's going to be the future of the elves? And with globalization, the elves said, what do you call it? Free, you know, quote unquote, free markets. You know, the elf said, is this, it was a lot of strong feelings. Now, Procera had some of the strongest feelings we observed, because Procera used some different designs to eliminate the new facility from existence by way of glacier and chasm. And because of that, because the facility was gone, also a lot of those toys had been scheduled to go out. Of course, there's a lot of strong feelings about that, and I'm not dealing with the implications of what happened. But there was also some other feeling of that something else was at play here with AB's and now Procera's actions. And what we discovered was that that one Santa Claus, so we all banded together, even I, you know, part of us researching, saying, okay, I got to clear AB's name. But to pitch in to make sure there was enough toys to be delivered on the holiday, you know, the evenings of the holidays. And we all know not every, you know, that again, the reality of the 1980s is not every child gets a toy from Santa Claus. It's more partially symbolic, partially real. And also that a lot of people don't know this, but we talked about it, is that the elves are actually like also employed by some of the toy manufacturers as part of a set of accords reached by Engelmanni. Another one of these figures here. Now, we also learned that Engelmanni was half-elf, which we did not know at the time. Engelmanni's child, Atlantica, is a quarter-elf, I guess, technically. Their partner is Depiana. I got to look at my notes here, but one of the genius behind Solid State, or one of them, or at least the head elf, in charge of solid-state electronic production. And then we had Procera. Everyone was helping, and even Abies, because Abies and Procera also had very high-level elves. We also learned that after we got the sleigh ready, Abies was accused of lying to Santa Claus in relation to the Abies and Mrs. Claus, were underneath the mistletoe one night. But we also learned after we got the sleigh loaded, unfortunately, you know, you have to do that a few weeks before the holidays. What happened was we also learned that the person we thought was Santa Claus, who had been behaving strangely, maybe for years, we just don't know, hopped in the sleigh and took off with it, with all the toys, meaning we have a backup sleigh. So there's a sleigh. It's not like in the movies. There's like a front sleigh that's driven by the combination of reindeer and an ion engine. I think that's what it's called. But there's also the cargo, which is attached to the sleigh, just like a train a bit. So we have a backup sleigh that was actually circling the area looking for Santa once we realized that Santa was not, like, because it has, what do you call that thing, infrared. So we're going to try to, now the good thing about an ion engine or ionic engine is it slowly builds up speed by ejecting ions. I'm not positive on that. At a certain altitude, so the EVIL Santa is somewhere circling the North Pole, building up speed, and we're going to try to get in this backup sleigh and catch up with Santa to save Christmas, to get those presents and to save the holiday season. So I guess the question is, and everybody's returning now, because we all had, and I was lucky, I already had a snowsuit on. They call them Santa suits, so they could stay warm. Even though there's heaters, you got to have, in case you say, well, we got to stop and get in and out. So all the elves are here, and again, the elven leadership is more or less the people. Oh, also, I haven't introduced you to Balsamica. Balsamica, my understanding, has been my assistant in these investigations, somewhat an independent assistant or someone I'm working with. Balsamica's standing looking back at me, mentioning for me to get over so I can listen in to all the discussions, or that we all can hear them. But Balsamica's kind of in charge of melodrama in the North Pole, which I think it keeps people's... it's an intense work environment up here. So the processing of melodrama, I don't know, I mean, I'm surprised it's a job, but it's a bit like a community service member report. I don't know. So yeah, I've got to get, okay, they're talking about who's going to drive the sleigh and everybody, okay, hello. Okay, you were saying... Okay, yeah, so it's me, Engelmani. So, I mean, I'm not trying to say that I should drive it, but Procera and Abies can't drive because we just don't have a full... You can't run the sleigh just because you're directly connected to the events that... And I guess in some sense you could say I'm indirectly connected, but you were both directly connected to the events that made this secondary Santa Claus take off with the sleigh. So for us to let you drive the sleigh would just be, oh, hi, hey, Claude, we were just discussing who should drive the sleigh. And I was saying not Procera, not Abies, just because it's not a good idea. Just in case, you know, we don't want to give you the reins of the last chance I have, we have to save Christmas. Oh, that's interesting that you said I know you might not recognize us in our snowsuits, Claude. I'm Procera. What's your motivation, though, Engelmani, to drive? I mean, how can we trust you since your child's partner is behind the like, you're the one, you're indirectly involved in this. Like, what if you have a plan to make it, because you just want to replace all the elves with technology? Well, that's not actually true, Procera. I'm trying to, and again, I know it's, here's the reason, the real reason why. You know, as I revealed in great dramatic fashion recently, that I'm only part elf, and I'm not 100, I'm 50% elf, and that is, you know, that's probably part of why I've gone on this journey dealing with so many humans. And as you know, Santa Claus is part human. We're all human. We don't know the answer to that. Just looks like a human. And since Santa normally drives the sleigh, I think it'd be best if someone that has a human connection to humanity, a physical connection, I think just a sleigh may respond better. We don't really know. We don't drive a lot of sleighs, you know? And I think because my motivations are questioned by everyone, I'm actually more trustworthy. And I would say that you, maybe Procera and Abies, you could keep an eye on me, right? And then I have my child, Atlantica, here. Atlantica, you could sit next to me as your quarter human. I think, I don't know. I guess I don't understand it after that. How does everybody feel about that? Well, this is Atlantica speaking. Thank you, Ingomani. Thank you, parent of mine. I think that the way we should sit is that you should drive. I think as everyone's in agreement. That was a powerful argument you made, mostly just due to that you being human. Also, you've driven the sleigh. Not many of us have. So that makes sense. But I don't think I should sit next to you. I think Depeana should sit next to you, my beloved Depeana. Then I'll sit next to Depeana, and then Abies should sit next to me. Okay, well, this is Depeana. Why wouldn't you sit next? Why would Abies? That's a lot of people for the front of the sleigh. Well, yeah, we'll be snuggled in. But I think it because Abies should be next to me. You should be next to Ingomani. Then I'm still next to you. So don't worry. But then you have the most technological skills. So let's just be honest. And this could be a technological situation. Also, not everybody knows this, but I just happen to know that Abies has the best eyesight in the North Pole. And if we're going to be looking for this sleigh visually, you know, because hopefully we'll be able to spot Rudolph's nose, then Abies would be the one, because they remember that the Onac engine goes in a counterclockwise, counterclockwise orbit or circle. And so that's why. Well, my dear, how do you know so much about AB's site? Oh, hey, this is AB's here. That does sound good. I mean, we'll all fit in. It'll be close. We'll be close to one another. So I'll be close to Atlantica. You'll be close to Atlantica, Depeana. Atlantica will be close to me and to you. And then you'll be close to Ingomani, but you're also good with tech. And then, you know, you and Atlantica, you know, if Atlantica did need to take over the sleigh, they'd be right there to do it. And I think it'd be nice to sit next to, I mean, it'd be nice for me because I do have the best eyesight. Yeah, I've seen things across rooms, eyes I would never forget, cheeks that I would never forget, across the room, across the workplace. And so, yeah, I mean, are you talking about Mrs. Claus or Atlantica, Abies? Because this is just not a, I'm just talking about keeping an eye out for Rudolph's nose. Okay, well, that's fine. But then, so then the back, we would have Claude Neon, Balsamica, and Procera. Mrs. Claus, you should probably stay behind here, and then we should probably get moving. Does that sound equitable to everybody? Does anybody have an objection to the seating arrangements? Procera, you could sit between Balsamica and Claude Neon, and that way, you know, just in case there's something else going on, or you could, because we need you to help us. So if you're not going to help us save Christmas and the holiday season, please let us know. No, this is ProSara. Of course, I'm just saying my name first for Claude Neon's sake. But this is fine. I think we should get going because I want to save Christmas. So let's all get in the sleigh and let's go. Okay, Mrs. Goss, you stay here. This is Balsamica taking over. Everybody load up. I think this is good. Claude, this is good. And I think everybody's here. And we're taking off, regaining. So we should go, just so Claude knows, this is Balsamica talking. We should hit, this is the backup sleigh, but it doesn't have an ion engine. So technically, if Santa in the current sleigh or whatever we're calling this other Santa does reach speed, we would never be able to catch them because this is the older model sleigh. It doesn't have an ionic engine. It relies on other technology and a lot more reindeer. Yeah, that's correct, Balsamica. But we have, all we need to do, and actually it's a faster sleigh, so we just have to get to altitude. Oh boy, though, it's very cloudy at altitude, so we're not going to be able to see, we can't see anything. And unfortunately, this has a radar, but not, we won't be able to pick up the sleigh. One thing that we won't get on the radar is the sleigh. You know, it's just for other aircraft and birds. So what we'll have to do is we're going to have to trust AB's eyesight. We're at altitude, though. We should be following. It's a very, just to narrate everything, this is Ingomani, Claude. So we should be able to complete this circle. I have the things that have nearly full throttle. I'm ready to pull back, though, in case we see the sleigh. It's a good thing this has a reverse brake. So if we do catch up on the sleigh, it will, now that we're up here, I mean, we got to do a few circles. Sooner or later, we'll catch up or encounter it because we'll either... ProSara, could you keep an eye on the rear? Because the sleigh could appear behind us. You'd be able to see Rudolph's nose, oh so bright, guiding false Santa's sleigh tonight. But I really, thinking about this fact that I'm just having a tough time. I mean, not having a tough time driving the sleigh. But I am having a tough time processing my existence here because I say, wait a second, it's just a lot of meaning. I'm having trouble with it, I guess. I don't know how else to put it. Suddenly I'm thinking, what does it mean to be me how has that guided my choices? So I don't know, I'm thinking a lot about that, and I could just use, thank you, Atlantica, for putting your arm around me, sweet child of mine. Oh, thank you, Balsamica, for putting your hand on my shoulder from behind me. Thank you, that's very calming. Still misty up here. Abies, have you seen anything bright? No, as a matter of fact, I have not seen anything bright. The only thing I've seen as bright as Rudolph's nose is a twinkle in Atlantica's eye at the great snowball we had when we were children. Okay, did you notice that pause, Abies? It's probably not the best time for a trip down memory lane. Yeah, especially with my partner, Abies. Well, it's okay. Just go ahead, Abies. What were you saying about my eyes? Well, what I was thinking is that when I would lose sight of your eyes, it would be when you closed your eyes and blinked, or, you know, you closed your eyes and looked away, or then, you know, when we, you know, you ended up living and choosing Depiana, and, you know, then I didn't see your eyes, you know, I see your eyes from far away, but it was at a, you know, it wasn't at the snowball. And, you know, just had a different tone to me of seeing your eyes in that situation versus the current situation. And that fact, you know, I guess has driven me, drove me into the arms of Mrs. Kloss. And I've just been thinking a lot about that. And the fact that, you know, Mrs. Kloss, like, and I, we were just... it wasn't love. It was a different kind of love. Is what I'm saying to everyone here. It wasn't a love born out of passion, or love born out of shared interest. It was the kind of love you see when two leaves are floating in a river, and the river is picking up speed, but the leaves are moist and they touch one another and they stick together. And they traverse part of the river together, maybe a part of the river that's where the speed picks up. And I think that part of the river for Mrs. Kloss is now what we're seeing. Did we ask Mrs. Kloss if she knew that this wasn't the real Santa Kloss? I think my conversations with her lead me to think no, that she was just like Santa had changed. And maybe Santa's, the joy of the season had drained out of Santa's heart. And, you know, that's how we became together, to say, well, we've encountered one another. And we're sharing this drifting feeling. If we could just connect for a while in this river, we wouldn't have to. But sometimes it's just natural. Like I said, just the leaves come in contact with one another. And there just happens to be some sort of attraction. And some would say it was a surface attraction. And some would not. My point being is that I believe that what I'm saying is that I have not seen the sleigh. And my eyesight is so good in my memory that I feel like we're covering the same. And I've been watching the maps out of the corner of my eye. This is Inglemani. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm really relating with what you're saying from a different perspective, because I'm part human and part elf. And while I know the ages don't line up and the situation doesn't line up, I have to start to wonder whence I came, you know. You know, I'm going through this thing and wondering where, you know, maybe this is where I feel adrift, and why I've always tried to connect elves and humans together. Is it what I've always wanted for myself, or is it what I've wanted because I've felt something empty or missing inside me? And, you know, I've tried to be the best parent I could at Lanka, and I know I've been distracted sometimes, and I travel a lot more than most elven parents, and I've relied on you for not just support, but for, you know, you've been a trusted advisor of mine. But now I'm calling into question my questionable motivations. But then at the same time, even though I'm talking and driving a sleigh at an incredible speed here through a snowstorm and misty sky, the fact of the matter is that I guess I'm lost in another way. Oh, but what you were going to say something about, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, AB, so just now you got me thinking about things I've been thinking about, but more about things I've been feeling and wondering which comes first. Well, what I was going to say was we haven't seen Rudolph's nose, which is pretty much impossible, even in this level of mist and snow. And so what I'm probably saying is that the whatever Santa, non-Santa, would have covered Rudolph's nose, but knowing we would be in pursuit. So that's not a good sign. Okay, but this is the beyond here, and I'm really having feelings myself about what you've been saying. But I have to put my feelings aside because I do want to say that I had installed LED lights on the rear of the new sleigh, and we were still testing them out. And I just remembered that we have a... We did offer a way to activate them remotely, and the fact of the matter is that that they should be, like, we should be able to turn them on the other sleigh. They're like brake lights on a car. They refer to be there for where Rudolph's nose wasn't. And also, they were just going to be there for a cool when we do more of the Goodwill tours. We thought it'd be cool to have brake lights. Remember when that I Break for Santa thing was popular? Oh, I'm sorry, Debiana. I think, this is a Procera. I remember that remote control, and it's underneath. I kicked it a few times, though. Okay, well, could you crawl under, let me take, it's not, oh boy, yeah, we're going to have to, I can fix this, though. I need your help, Procera. In Atlantica, I probably need your help, too. Okay, what do you need? Well, I don't know, because I just need some clarity, I guess, of what does all this mean? Okay, well, maybe it means, then I'm glad you're having feelings about what Abies was saying and the fact that Abies and I are sitting next to each other too. Maybe that's a good thing, huh? So maybe we should get this resolved as soon as we can. Oh, okay. Yeah, let's do that. Okay, Procera, can you hold that red thing, that red wire there? Okay, now I'm going to hold this green wire and then that purple one. Okay, you hold the blue one. Now we're going to put that, it looks like you just broke the connections. So we're going to hold all four of these wires to the thing and the lights should go on. So everybody else, keep your eyes peeled. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, the AB's here. I see the lights. I see the taillights. Wow, those are powerful. LEDs are more powerful than Rudolph's nose. I would have never thought of that. Combined, they are more powerful than Rudolph's nose. Where's the sleigh? Well, what's interesting is that it's about 300 yards below us. So that Santa knew we were, wait a second, does anybody smell any ion in the air? I don't even know what ion smells like. Neither do I. Well, I could tell you that it doesn't smell like ion up here. So that means the ion engine is going and the Santa's going at a different level. Do you think the Santa would have thought we would have come up here and then just circled and then what do you think, like just spun our wheels? Yeah, I guess so. But so where's, okay, so now, okay, Engelmani, where are we? Okay, yeah, we should be at near full ionic speed if it was like right now would be when the sleigh would have been starting its larger circles, and it would be impossible for this sleigh to keep up with it. It hasn't reached full speed, you know, for the deliveries, but it has reached a speed, or it should have, but according to the lights and what I'm seeing is it's going at the same speed. It's just at a cruising speed and at a cruising altitude, not the ionic impulse or whatever altitude. So does anybody have any thoughts? Procera and Engelmeyer, or Procera and Debiana, you get better start, keep hanging on to those. Well, I'm under here. I don't know if you can hear me under the seat. This is Procera. So you're saying that the alternate Santa is at a altitude just circling. I would presume that Santa would think it would lose, that we'd just give up, and then we'd just give up on the holidays. AB's here. The Santa is now changing directions and not circling anymore, but heading off. I don't know if we're headed, if it's Santa's heading north, south, east, or west. Okay, well, maybe Engelmeyer, can you follow at a safe distance? Yeah, I can stay above Santa. There's no way this doesn't have any lights or LEDs, right, Debiana? No, yeah, I'm just holding things down here. You know, the other thing you could do is check the thermal images. Remember, we had Santa Claus and another person, or what we're assuming is Santa Claus and another person. See if I'm just, you know, guessing that that's could be where, you're right, Debiana. That's beyond the Crystal Forest. It's inside the Crystal Forest where that, there shouldn't have been any heat signatures, but there's two heat signatures somewhere in the Crystal Forest. And this Santa, this sleigh seems to be headed in that direction. Wow. So that, like, so we're following it though, right? We are following it. So the Santa was going to, now the Crystal Forest is a place we've never been allowed. Yeah. I mean, mostly because it's just a Crystal Forest. There's a lot of, icicles, and it's just not a good idea. That's why people think it's a legend. It's just icicles. Oh, wow. I never knew that. I thought there was probably like frost giants or something. No, there's no such thing as frost giants. Just, you know, frost. The frost is real. Okay, well, it looks like we could stay, if we stay at this altitude, can we keep following? Well, I guess we don't even need to. It looks like those lights are headed right towards those two thermal heat signatures from the thermal imaging. So what are we going to do now? I don't mean to correct you, Engelmeyer, but it's infrared, not thermal imaging. Okay, thanks for correcting me. Thanks. I can't imagine why my child would ever get distracted from you when you're correcting everybody. Okay, here's a suggestion. This is Procera here. Why don't you land? Look at the, now we're coming in where we can. I was going to say circle and land over there, but it looks like the Santa's looking right up at us and waving us in. So if we thought that we were going to lose the Santa, what are we going to do when we get down there? Oh, well, I guess we'll talk to the Santa. I don't know. Okay, yeah, it looks like that Santa is waiting for us and now going towards the cabin as we land and walking inside and holding the door for us. But it's one of those two-door places, so not letting any hot air out of the cabin. Okay, here's an idea, though. Claude, why don't you walk a little bit slower than all of us? Claude, have you ever talked to reindeer before? Like, talk to the reindeer. because I don't think this Santa knows that the reindeer can communicate with the squirrels. And don't go too slow, Claude. Just tell the reindeer to detach the sleigh, the presents from the sleigh. You know, ask the squirrels and the other forest friends to come for your help. We'll go inside and see what this, like, act like we're just acquiescing. Go along with what the Santa says. And then, do you understand, Claude? Go ahead. Hey, Rudolph. Dasher, Dancer, Donner, Blitzen, Comet, Cupid, Donder, Blitzen, Carmella. I don't know everybody else's names. It seems like I don't know if you heard that, but we need you to do. We're going to go inside and distract this alt Santa, and we need you to detach. We need you to fly the sleigh we were in. And the presents back to where Mrs. Claus is, and keep it safe and save Christmas. If that would be good, could you do just okay? We're just gonna go inside. How you doing? I thought you were Santa Claus. Turns out you're. Who are you? Come inside, please, Claude. Well, you're not. Are you Santa or not? Come inside, Claude. Let's all talk. Oh, look, there's Santa Claus and Procera. What's happening here? Sit down, everyone. It's I, who you once thought was Santa Claus. Now, my name's not Jack Skellington, but you might have said, what are you doing, trying to ruin Christmas? And I understand how you feel that way, but I led you here, and I wanted one of you or two of you to find your way here, because you might say, what are you doing? You've been imitating Santa, keeping Santa and another Procera here in a cabin. And I'd say, yeah, I've been a confused man. I was a mall Santa. So I'm not Santa's twin. I'm just look a lot like Santa. And some would say my choices are EVIL, but I, you know, when I was a mall Santa, we had working for us a real elf. I didn't know it at the time. At first, someone cast out from the North Pole for lying to Santa. And that elf and I fell in love. And eventually that elf earned their way back to the North Pole because it was only a partial ban, and ended up a parent of some other, you know, a famous neon, cleared their name. But, you know, I was down there. I'm now well, like, I missed them, and I wanted to come back. They said, no humans at the North Pole. And actually, they didn't really, whatever. So I'm your father, Ingomani, and I'm your grandparent, Atlantica. And also, after I was a mall Santa, I ended up owning the malls. And then I also own one of the great Tory conglomerates. I sold it all to become to fund my plan to take over for Santa. Then I realized how much of work it was over the past few years. And how tiring it was, you know, keeping looking like Santa. I mean, I naturally looked exactly like Santa. We're not twins, you know, but that happens. People look like one another. And when I learned the elf that I loved wasn't here at the North Pole, I thought maybe I would work up the courage to introduce myself to you in Ingomani and Atlantica. But I found by imitating Santa that I had some contact with you. But in the end, it ended up being unfulfilling. working with all of you under false pretenses. And while it was exciting to pretend I was Santa, especially the past few holidays, you know, it wasn't easy and wasn't, you know, in the end, it wasn't fulfilling at all. And I've kept Santa here with Pre-Sarah, Pro-Sarah's twin. So Pro-Sarah does have a twin, Pre-Sarah. And they've been living here for years, you know, because you can't leave the Crystal Forest. It's actually true. And they were smart enough to stay here. But, you know, I kept them happy and entertained and all that. So I don't know if Pre-Sarah or Santa, you want to say anything. But that's why I'm here. And I guess I'm sorry. I just did it for love of a child and a grandchild and the confused love of the holiday season. And, I guess it's just a human in me. I mean, I'm only human. Wow. So you're one of my parents. Well, it's good to meet you. I'm Ingelmani. You could call me Bert, actually. I go by Bert when I'm not. I mean, I forgot my name for a little while. Otherwise, I would have said, it's me, your father, Bert. Well, here in the North Pole, we don't use those terms, Bert. I could say you're my parental figure. Okay, that's fine. I mean, you use it for Santa and Mrs. Claus, though. Well, you're no Santa, Bert. But maybe that's good. Maybe you could start, you apologized. So maybe we could go and get to know one another. Atlantica, what do you think? I think Depayana and I need to talk and spend some time reconnecting the two of us. And rekindling. I noticed this cabin has multiple rooms, so we want to have a private discussion. And maybe you could stay near the room, depending on how our discussion goes. Sometimes the leaves float in different directions, and sometimes they end up together. Okay, that's confusing. Pre-Sarah, I'm Pro-Sarah. You're my twin sister. What are you doing here? And Santa, how's everything going? Ho, ho, ho. It's going. It's, we've adjusted. But I knew in my heart you all would be here. And Pre-Sarah was part of, Pro-Sarah, you might as well tell everybody now. Yeah, well, Bert didn't really realize this, that Pre-Sarah did finally find a way out of the Crystal Forest and found me, and we worked out this plan, which involved an over-the-top plan. Also, just so you know, the companies Bert owned were mostly solid-state companies, so some of it was Bert, no offense. Also, you when you sold them, they were for the... Anyway, not important. And so we came up with this plan to get you here to rescue Santa and, you know, save the holiday season and all that. But what you should all know is that, you know, this hasn't been easy for Santa. Being away from Mrs. Claus and knowing Mrs., you know, this has just not been easy. Santa kind of still could see everything. Abe's isn't even in the room anymore. And so Santa's decided, and there's one other person that knew about all this. So why don't you kind of tell everybody, finish it off, Balsamica. Yeah, so, so everybody should know that's still listening, including you, Claude, that this was part of a plan that I was also a part of. And I was the one that gave Bert the idea that AB's, you know, that brought everything to Bert's attention. I also moved to I said, "What? Why don't you don't you ever check your mistletoe, Bert?" And he said, "Ho, ho, ho! Who would be checking my mistletoe?" But as I've been working with Pre-Sarah and Pro-Sarah to eventually save Christmas and get Santa and replace Bert, it wasn't easy because Bert controls a lot of the stuff that's essential to Christmas. And our fear was that if Christmas was fully automated, Bert would have total power. And even though it was starting to be empty for Bert, that could be even worse, because what if Bert just rose to the level of Santa Claus and then wasn't interested, but took all of the power that came with being Santa Claus? What would that mean for Christmas if Bert just walked away and left the automatic reins? No more reindeer, no more elves making toys. So we knew we had to do a slow plan. The problem was, when we were doing the slow plan, Santa Claus, the real Santa Claus, also changed priorities. And we know that the role doesn't change very often. But Claude, we brought you here because it's time for a change. Not right now. We got to get things back in order at the North Pole. This season, the real Santa will be back. Santa, can you give us a ho, ho, ho? Ho, ho, ho. Yeah, thanks. Balsamica, Pre-Sarah, and Pro-Sarah and I work together. And I'm going to give it a few more holiday seasons, but I think that it's time for me to start looking at being replaced by somebody. A new Claus should come into being, and, you know, not someone that's, you know, someone that we find. We search the world, and we're going to need your help telling that story, Claude. And there could be other stories of the holiday seasons that haven't been told that you may need to tell, Claude. So we're going to have to count on you as a reporter to tell our tales. But I think that's the end of this tale. Ho, ho, ho. This will be the first, you know, this will be the holiday I'm back. But I think we should all rest now and get comfortable. Then we'll figure out Bert. We know that the reindeer have returned to so everything is on schedule again. So let's just get comfortable and rest and, you know all will be well, that all will be well. And even though there's a lot of melodrama, probably most of it not necessary, if we would have just communicated and said exactly what we wanted or found out, oh, that's what I really want, we could have just asked. But that's not what makes humans humans or elves elves, is it? We all need to rest. We know that much. So let's rest together and have a joyous season, or more, find a little joy. We don't have, you know, this is my ho, ho, ho this year. And maybe you could find yours right on that level. It's okay to only say, well, yeah, maybe I'll find some joy on the inside and some self-soothing and say, yeah, maybe, this is my level of ho, ho, ho. Happy holidays, everybody. Good night. All right. I want to thank everybody that became a patron recently. I want to thank Carrie, Gemma, and Kat, Kelly, David, and Garrett. Thank you. Thanks, 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 and good night. Jennifer, Leanne, and Margaret. Thank you. Thanks, thanks, and good night. Amelia, Sandy, and Jackson, thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Sophie, Rachel, and Lucia, thank you, thanks, 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 and good night. Miss Uwu, Mallory, and Nancy Drew, too, thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Rachel, Katie, and Courtney, thanks, thanks, and good night. Rochelle, Janet, and Kate, thank you, thanks, and good night. Becky, Rebecca M., and Rebecca R., thanks, 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 and good night. India, Allison, Kim, thanks, 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 and good night. Bethany, Nicola, and Miss Lulu, thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Matt, Sandra, and Sarah, thank you, thanks, and good night. Katie, Lexi, and Ann, thanks, 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 and good night. Erica, Antonius, and Ellie, thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. David, Junior, and Annie, thanks, thanks, and good night. Chris, Sarah, and Drusilla, thanks, thanks, and good night. Timothy, Alicia and Travis. Thanks, and good night. And Caitlin and Alicia. Thanks, and good night. Thank you, everybody. Thanks, and good night for supporting the show. Sleeping Me exists for free podcasts because of the patrons and the people that support the sponsors. And we grow as this podcast by people just spreading the word when they have a chance. So thank you so much for that. And yeah, thanks. It's good to say good night to you one more time, huh? Thanks so much and good night. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review. And this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now I have if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only. And then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, and whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is I think this is the 10 to I think this is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad free full episodes, the story only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story only versions of the show, the all intro, all night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out. And that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to the Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all-intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, an all-intro episode came out. And then we had... March is at bonus episodes. There was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all in. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On Week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabalix, we're getting ready, big announcement if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Salix. That's cool. So, That's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode one of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 1252 was the finale of the Great British Bake Off. And episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut. That was a good one. 1250, one of my favorite episodes probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4. And then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support, support at supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like, you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is like, yeah, these this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me. And most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists from that podcast app. So yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.